Jen here. How are you? Hope you're having a good day. I'm speaking to you from Warwick, New York, and I'm going to get right into it. As you know, in September of 2019, we got an invitation for the governing body to visit Warwick World Headquarters. And many of you have, and that's awesome. I have had the privilege a few times myself, and I can say there is really nothing like it. Nothing. I love words and I use a lot of them, but visiting Warwick Bethel is an experience that words cannot accurately capture. Having said that, I would like to extend an invitation for you to call me. Simply call me so we can get you to Warwick, Wallkill, Patterson for your visit. If you've been here before, if you've been to the area before, you've visited the Bethel facilities before, that's great. If you want to come again, that's great. There's been some changes around, so I'd love to have you out again and help you maneuver it. Now, if you haven't been here, then we're starting from scratch, right? That's what you think. It's overwhelming and you don't know where to start. But please allow me to help you. This is my expertise. I'm a native New Yorker. I'm from New York City, Queens, New York, but now I'm living in the Warwick area and have been here for about three and a half years. So I'm not the master or the guru of the area, but certainly because this is now my business, I've done a lot of research as to how to properly navigate a Bethel trip, including lodging, transportation, sightseeing, even down to food and recreation activities. So, first thing I would recommend is for you to visit www.friendsinwarwick.com. Scroll down a bit and you're going to see a section that says start here. Simply click that and there's going to be a document that opens that'll direct you on how to create or reserve your Bethel reservations through the jw.org website. Now, I personally recommend that you do Warwick on one day and then Wallkill and Patterson together on another day, meaning one in the a.m., one in the p.m. And again, that's on that start here document on my website. I also recommend that you take a Oasis Bible tour. I'm sure you've heard of it before. Woman and Her Offspring. It used to be called Woman and the Seed. And they have a few other tours as well. I've taken the Bible and American History Tour, and that's my favorite. They also have one for children as well, if you've got little ones that don't have quite the attention span. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to take that one myself because I don't think I have quite the attention span. So, having said all that, again, go to friendsinwarwick.com, click that document that says start here, and that will get you started on how to make your Bethel reservations and your Met Oasis group tour appointment as well. Many people also ask me about airports. So I'm going to direct you to my website again, friendsinwarwick.com, and there's a section entitled airports. There you'll have the order of which airports that I personally recommend if you're staying in the Bethel, if you're going to be lodging in the Bethel area. You'd be surprised how many people make a mistake when it comes to choosing which airport. So please go ahead and check that out. You may be surprised. Now, after you have your reservations, after you figure out what airport you're going to fly into, you want to think about lodging, right? So check out my website and there's a section called Lodging Options. In that section, you're going to see a link, a Google Drive link, under the words lodging list. Click that, and a bunch of options are going to show up on where you can stay. JW Airbnbs. These are friends that have dedicated either their whole house or a section of their home or a room in their home to rent to the friends. So really, you want to consider how many people are in your group, and then you want to go from there. Pricing and availability is going to vary from property to property, but I can almost guarantee you that 9 times out of 10, renting a JW Airbnb is going to be more economical. Not only because of the price per night, but also because likely you're going to have kitchen access. And when you have kitchen access, you're not going to be eating out as much, especially for a family. I think a lot of friends don't take into consideration how much money you spend on food when you're staying in a hotel because you don't have kitchen access. Listen, even being able to heat up leftovers is of great value, friends. So really consider, I really recommend you consider a JW Airbnb. Again, if you want to check that out, go to my website, friendsinwarwick.com. Go to the section entitled Lodging Options and then click where it says Lodging List. Now, before you go ahead and book one of these, I really want you to pay close attention to where is it that you want to stay. Do you want to stay in New York City and rely on public transportation because you want to be in the middle of all the action? Or would you prefer a peaceful, quiet vacation up in the Bethel area? In that case, renting a vehicle is the way to go. Now, if you need transportation, whether you stay in New York City or whether you stay in the upstate Bethel area, we got you. We offer door-to-door private chauffeur service. Airport runs, Met Tour runs, Bethel runs, sightseeing days, whatever it is that you need, we definitely have you covered. So, if you want to do some sightseeing, we can offer hop-on, hop-off sightseeing tours of either New York City. We can do a custom tour, whatever it is that you want. Or if you want to say, hey, Jen, whatever you like in New York City, just show us. We can create an itinerary for you and you do nothing. We can also do the same for the town of Warwick, Warwick Village, which is a beautiful old village. Which I think has been established for over 100 years and quite a town. As a matter of fact, if you want to stay on a really strict budget and you're not in the position to hire a chauffeur for sightseeing or guide services, then I highly recommend you visit friendsinwarwick.com. Scroll down to the bottom and there's a free resource that I've put together for you, friends. Scroll down to where it says Warwick local attractions and dining. And there you're going to see a list of different places that I like, that I recommend that you check out when you're in the Warwick area. So that's that. That's a mini consultation. I can offer you a lot more information if you just give me a call at 347-992-5246. You can also email me if you like at friendsinwarwick@gmail.com. All of this information is available, including my contact information, at www.friendsinwarwick.com. One more thing, friends. Many of you don't know that we also offer international JW group trips. Yes, we put together group trips to international destinations where you can meet friends from all over the world. We recently went to the Dominican Republic where we stayed at a beautiful 5-star resort for a great, unbelievable rate. And we also got to visit the Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, Bethel branch. That was such a treat. If you go to my website, you can check out some photos there. I hope you do. So that was in June of 2019. And in October of 2019, we're headed over to Thailand in just about 3 or 4 weeks. We're also going to visit the branch there. We're so super excited for this, guys. Well, it's too late for you to join us off to Thailand, but if you like, we also have a trip to the Bible Lands in July of 2020, where we'll visit Israel and Jordan. If you go to our website, friendsinwarwick.com, scroll down to the section that says JW Group Trips, and the itineraries and pricing are located there. We also have a trip to Italy, baby, October of 2020. I am so super excited about that trip. We have a bunch of friends that have signed up for that already. And yes, we'll be visiting Bethel in Italy as well as a bunch of other interesting locations. We love to get the friends together, make it easy, and make it spiritually refreshing You know, we're all looking to make new friends and really close ranks. And this is the time to do it, friends. Anyway, I would love to hear from you. Would love to give you a free consultation. Waiting for that phone call. Again, that's 347-992-5246. Can't wait to hear from you, friends. Have a great day.
Hey, I was thinking, have you ever been to the Met Museum in New York where they do the Bible tours, where they have the brothers that do the Bible tours? Have you ever thought about planning a trip there or something? Anyway, yeah, so a bunch of my friends went a while ago, so I always wanted to go, but I can never get on a trip to go to the Met Museum. But, yeah, so let me know what you think, and have you ever been?